with BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Mystery buffs no doubt have read Gregory MacDonald's detective yarns, the Fletch books, and now the Flynn books. The first two Fletch books, Fletch in 1974 and Confess Fletch in 1976, both won Gregory MacDonald Edgar's for Best Mysteries. MacDonald, Harvard class of 1958, drew on his own experience as a reporter at large at the Boston Globe to create Fletch, an investigative reporter. After 7 years on the Globe, Gregory MacDonald decided to take a stab at full-time novel writing.
It was a risk, Don. It was a heck of a risk. In fact, when I look back on it, I wonder how the heck we all had the courage to do it. I was married. We had two sons. There was nothing behind us. There was no money at all. We were living in rented quarters. It was just, you know, the time when either I did it then and I took the risk then, or you don't do it.
MacDonald's other hero, Police Inspector Francis Xavier Flynn, made his first appearance in the second Fletch novel.
I was greatly taken by him. And when I was done with that book, I discussed with my then agent and my then editor publisher, this is a pretty interesting guy. Should we think of giving him his own book? And they said, oh, no way. He's describes himself as being north of 40. He's married. He has kids. He loves his wife and kids. I mean, where's the romantic interest? Where's the sex? Where's the this? So having been sternly advised against doing it, you know, I won't do a book unless there's a risk involved somewhere. I did it.
That led to Flynn. The buck passes Flynn and Flynn's in.
People who are still concerned with things like family and growing things and flowers and bushes and trees and dogs and cats and kids, really seem to dig him.
Chevy Chase is to portray Fletch on the screen, and Gregory MacDonald's Fletch and Flynn Mysteries are said to be selling at a rate of 1 million copies per year. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The Boston-area-based writer Gregory MacDonald is worried about the dehumanizing aspects of high technology. MacDonald is the author of the popular Fletch and Flynn Mysteries, such books as Confess Fletch and Flynn's Inn. But MacDonald's first novel reflects some of the concerns he holds today. The book was Running Scared, published in 1964 when MacDonald was 23.
It's a book dealing more or less with rational suicide among the young. And dealing with it seriously, it is not a thriller, it is not a mystery, it's a pretty somber book.
Which has been republished 5 times. One of MacDonald's readers told him that he should have written Running Scared and nothing else. But after 7 years on the Boston Globe, MacDonald went back to fiction writing, turning out popular mysteries. Gregory MacDonald says that living and writing at home is not as glamorous as one might think, because he feels cut off from others.
It's an enormous problem, and one feels a little silly talking about it because it sounds so ideal. But especially after being a journalist and walking through 600 to 1,000 people a week and enjoying them and digging them and so forth, suddenly to be quietly at home in your study and you get... You know, you do 4 or 5 hours of intense work in the morning, and then there's nobody to play with, you know. The isolation is considerable.
Well, this isolation, MacDonald says, is now beginning to affect more people than just writers, as computers result in more people working in the quiet of their homes.
Since I was born, the population has about doubled, which is an incredible thing by itself. And as the population is doubling, the technology is becoming so keen that, in fact, we're becoming increasingly isolated. As individuals, it's a very strange irony.
Gregory MacDonald, while he broods about the impact of high tech, he turns out mystery novels on a regular basis, the popular Fletch and Flynn books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.